Pittsburgh.
Hello?
Rose?
Yes, sir.
Did they find out where my notes were?
Oh, yes, they found out he didn't have anything.
He didn't?
No, and he's a...
A nut?
He's sort of a kook, but you know what? He's a grade 14 with the Internal Revenue Service.
I'll be talking.
And apparently, Arthur Godfrey called me and said, apparently he's sort of a... Now he takes on anyone, you know, any name or something. I guess his bosses or something. Sounds to me like they ought to check him.
Yeah. But I knew, Rose, that there was nothing to it because, you know, the reason I knew is that I have a little procedure I follow on the plane. I change coats. I take everything out of my pocket, put it in the briefcase, put in the schedule, and go with that alone, because I know this could happen, you know?
Sure.
And so I know he didn't have anything, but I just thought maybe I made a mistake.
I thought maybe he had gotten a schedule card and was just trying to make it into something, but he didn't have any.
Huh.
So, takes all kinds.
Right.
Really funny.
What? Okay.
Anyway, he didn't have anything to show them. And he hadn't tried to make anything up. I mean, he just made up the story. I think he wanted to put his name in the paper, I suppose.
Are we all set on the trip to California now? Who's going and the rest? How's it working?
Julie's going to, instead of coming up to New York, she really doesn't want to go to the dentist. She figures the others will be there.
Right.
And she's going to fly to New York and meet you at the, out of the international airport.
Right.
Where you take off.
Right.
And, that way, then she'll go from there on.
And go with me on the trip.
Yes.
I think that's good, don't you?
She's very enthusiastic about this. She really is about everything but the... She didn't want to go to New York. She got pushed.
You think maybe she should go with her mother rather than me?
No. You know, the other night you mentioned that. Her mother doesn't want her.
Yeah, I get
you. See, she's a little... She's easier and freer, but, you know. And I don't know... That trip, I hope it's going to be good. Because they've got girls out advancing who aren't really very...
Well, I know. Pat mentioned that, and I agree. She said she had doubts about it.
I'll tell you, if she starts out, if we're going to get her to do anything in a campaign... I don't know if you know those girls, but there's a Martha Doss, somebody... I don't know one from the other, but there isn't an attractive girl. There isn't one who's got her head really screwed on tight, and you don't...
Who the hell picked
the girl along, but you've got to have... Well, that's Connie's staff. That's who they are. The only one who really seems to have a lot on the ball is that little Debbie, and she's doing the one out here in Virginia. She works for Lucy. But I think if we're going to have...
I think it will be successful for other reasons.
Well, I think it'll be successful
Pat will
for other
go,
reasons.
And they will do it, but damn it, we ought to put...
Thing,
if we could just get Pat to agree to let our people advance.
Well, let me tell you that if you're going to try to get her to do campaign things, there's just no point. And they even sent Gwen King out on an event. Now, Gwen King can maybe write a good letter. I don't even know that. But she is sort of, well, she's just not the event type.
It takes a tough, strong.
And these people don't know that, you know. But I'll tell you, for the campaign,
She
needs young men advancing. Let one woman go, too. But she needs some young men doing it. Because the girls...
Well, I'll tell you what you do.
Aren't going to be able to get other women
Would
to
you
go
do this?
Phone calls.
Could you tomorrow maybe have a little talk with Pat?
No, I think it's too late to just change them.
No, not about this. But say, look, Pat, on the future, have a man and a woman have the two. And the woman does the advancing, but the man is there to, you know, to sort of pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
Because she knows that they can't do this, these children can't do this.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I should wait till the trip is over.
All right.
And then out in California. Tell her that I think it's so important that they be done properly and that there are a lot of trained advanced men, and let a woman go along so it is.
These advanced men are really terrific, you know.
Well, sure, they know what to
look,
do.
Look, Rose, what they've done, look the way they handled Kent and the way they handled Tumwa and the way they handled New Hampshire.
Well, the rest,
those were not accidents. Those were just damn well planned.
They're very well ordered.
Pat always knocks these people down, but they're terrific.
Well, I'll tell you, she does, but now when her people go out, she's got to send, a Pat ought to send, if you're going to send women, send somebody with a little experience, someone who looks, they can't all be handsome or good looking, but they can at least dress like they belong there.
Well, a woman isn't the one to do the advancing.
And a woman isn't the one. A woman can go along and say to the guy, no, Mrs. Nixon would really like assistance.
That's right.
Fine.
I think the idea of telling Pat she gets to California, have a double team deal, a woman and a man.
From now on, because it'll be campaign type.
Tell it's so important to the country and the rest of it, do this.
Yeah, I will, because I just think it's vital, and Connie does not have a very terrific staff there. And I just think they're really, I know Pat wasn't like most of them.
Well, that doesn't prove anything because,
I know
she's hard to please.
But
on the other hand.
But they're not really attractive people to put out front either.
Yeah. But these men do a terrific job. Our advanced men.
They do a fantastic job.
I meet them each place. God, they are the anonymous guys that work their tails off and do beautiful jobs. All they get is a handshake from me at the end, that's all.
Well, and you know, the other thing is that they know this is good training for them, and I think it's just a different world unless you've got there are a few women that could be trained that way, but it's going to take quite a bit of training.
Women should not be advanced people, though.
They have to be too tough.
Because advanced
they
people require dealing with, and the women should go along and let them appear to be, but the man makes the command
decisions.
Well,
the other thing is that all this baloney about women's lib and all this, women, like if you're going to get a lot of women to make phone calls to get people out, they'll do it 10 times as fast for a man.
Oh, of course.
This it's just a lot of bunk about all women, And if I were Pat, if she wants to take a woman, I'd take one of those good-looking social aides as an aide and get some men to do the tough work as the advanced.
Well.
But anyway,
we'll
I think for the campaign, we have to get some. If they're trying to pick up more and they'll have them trained and she can send one of her staff with them if she's got anybody who knows what they're doing.
One of her staff can go along with the cosmetics.
This could be good just simply because of what it is. But, it could be better. Everything you do can be better if it's run right. If it isn't run properly.
Well, I see your friend Lindsay left the party. What do you think?
My friend. I think Goldwater was great tonight on the air. I when I went over to Dr. Sakakis, something about whatever he said was the hell with it. He should have gotten out. The hell with it. He doesn't believe he never has been a Republican or something. But he didn't say it. It wasn't nasty. It was good because even the commentator came back on, sort of smiling. Rogers Mudd. Then that Mike Wallace. I was waiting to see Ken Riley. And Mike Wallace came on and he said there isn't a soul around who would blame Richard Nixon. No, he said president. Today, if upon hearing of the resignation of Lindsay, he would say, well, that's all right with friends like Lindsay who needs enemies. And Reagan made a pitch for... I just heard part of his, but he made a pitch for the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who really are Republicans, who have that philosophy. He invited them into the Republican Party.
Good.
It was good. He was very good. I didn't hear all of it, but it was excellent. And Scoop Jackson, I don't know if you heard what he said. He said that anyone who becomes a new member of a church on Sunday can't expect to be on the board of directors or to be the deacon the next Sunday. So that it's going to be the one he's going to cut in on is Teddy. I just wonder, it says that there were a letter went to him last night at the late hour from urging him not to do this.
Who did? To me?
No, from Whitney, Jock Whitney, David Rockefeller, quite a few members of the Society our guy belongs to.
Gardner's?
No, not Gardner's. The... Lee Heitner was one of her, maybe still.
Oh, Rippon?
Rippon Society. About 14 people signed the letter asking him not to get out of the party. And someone today, I've forgotten who, told me that Herb Brownell had talked with him not to get out, and they didn't think Herb would stick with it. But I spoke to the office of his campaign management or something. We ought to have somebody check that out. I think what Goldwater said was something like, he's the one who alluded to the mess in New York.
Yeah. Good.
Something, and a couple other people. So they're, he isn't really fooling anybody. He will around the country because they don't know. Jane Brumley made a great statement tonight. And, you know, she works for the government now.
Oh.
And her husband. And Newsweek called her from New York and they said, what did she say? Well, she wasn't sure she could say anything. But she told me, she said, I just had to call and tell you that after covering City Hall for 2 years, covering it, the statement I made then is just clear in my mind that the only thing he was good for would be to be a movie star, because they could be taking pictures of him all day and he could go home at night and look at his old movies. So, he's a mess. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no point in honoring him at all. Ken Rhodes, they're probably Javits will go with him. I don't think so.
Ever.
Javits is too bright to do that, I think.
China.
Yeah. Yeah, but also, he doesn't want to change. I think, he, you know, first place, he wouldn't have the seniority he has.
Never.
And anyway, if he were going to do it, he'd do it first. I think. He'd follow.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.